engagement day, I bought the miles I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jaw. And the owls don't know. The pull of God can only yield to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. Well, you know I'm always thinking. Are you? I would think so. You know, there's an awful lot of things to think about. Tonight, I would like to speak on peer pressure. It's been something that I've been contemplating lately, and I think it's very interesting what we can discuss about this. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, or, you know, of course you're aware that they're pushing the agenda for homosexuality. They're pushing the agenda for transvestitism, and, you know, there's more than one gender and all these things. And the main component of this is lies and peer pressure. I'll tell you what I'm talking about, what I was thinking about. See, this gay thing that is going around the world, this is another one of the Jews' revolutions. I told you I would get back to this material about the Jewish revolutions. Everything that's going on in the world is a Jewish revolution. I mean, everything that's bad that's happening, it's a Jewish revolution. Bernie Sanders... is a Jewish revolution. They're trying to make it look like he's a good guy, and the Jews don't like him. Sure they don't. He only wants to pull a communist coup here where he's the dictator and he kills a whole bunch of us. Jeez, the Jews wouldn't like that, would they? No. Well, here's my thinking on the issue. See, people cave into peer pressure. But I will tell you this. My thinking on the whole matter is that there's not as many gays in the world as you think there are, or as they're trying to make you think there are. There's not as many transgenders in the world as they're trying to make you think there are. They're trying to act like this is a big movement and that there's a lot of people behind this movement. The corporations have participated by telling the white people, well, we're going to go with the gays and everything else. Mr. Trump, I have an article for this week's news where he's gone with the gay agenda 12 times, major times with the homosexual agenda. So this is part and parcel of the whole deal. This is the devil's thing. Now, I do believe that if you are a disciple of the devil, you are required to have a homosexual experience. And possibly to keep that up. So that they have something on you, you know, which is something to do with the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. But you see, in the midst of all this, you remember I talked about media-driven? This queer thing is media-driven. It's being driven through the politicians. It's being driven through all kinds of groups that they've formed. It's being pumped through the television, Hollywood, and so on and so forth. And what it is it's a Jewish revolution, because Jews are queers. I had told you before that the reason why the Jews promote race mixing is because they must race mix in order to survive. Of course, there's more than that in the agenda. They wish to create population control. They're getting you to do something that will damn your soul. On and on and on and on it goes. There's always more than one purpose. But a main purpose is because many Jews are touched when they're children and they become queers. It's a satanic thing. Because it's driven, you know, this androgynous thing that they're driving and driving. You know, you got a European music contest, and then you get this fellow, he's supposed to be a woman, but he's got a beard. You know, all these types of things are being shoved down your throat. It's media driven. You see, it's being drove down your throat. A drover is somebody that, you know, moves cattle. They're drovering it, or they're droving it down your throat, shoving it. And in the process, they're putting pressure on you to accept gays and to accept transvestitism and to accept all these things. But I don't believe the public accepts it in the way that you might think. You see, they're showing you that they're winning this revolution with their media, with their Scottish Jewish president, Donald Trump. And you see, it makes it look like they're winning, and there is a tipping point. So it creates a contrived reality that the Jews wish to have. See, if they're queers, they can't have a society that's against queers. It's the same thing. If they're child touchers, if they're, you know, race mixers, you can't have a society that is against race mixing or queers or any of these things, because the Jews are all these things. And they don't want to be persecuted. And in the same breath, they want to destroy you with these things. They want you to be as they are, going to hell. They know they have no future in eternity. And so they don't want you to have one either. It's just that simple. It really is amazing what goes on in this world. When you really look at it, I'm telling you that I'm sure that there are people caving into this peer pressure. I know that they're being forced in their jobs to be politically correct. And this is incorrect, you understand? To think that being queer is a good thing, or, you know, being a transvestite, or you know, one of these people that want to do some kind of crazy gender identification. You know, one guy says, "Oh, I didn't rape the girl. He was looking at pictures of little children, and he says, "Well, I identify as I forget what the age was, a 7-year-old girl or something." You know, this is insanity, and this is created It's contrived. It's most of it is not reality. I really believe that. Now, am I positive that that's the way it is? Not necessarily, but I'm telling you that I believe what they do is they use this peer pressure. You know, when you think of peer pressure, you think of children in the schoolyard. But peer pressure never ends in society. Your pressure is put on you from other people on who to vote for. I know a fellow that worked for the post office back in Boston, and he told me that they would come in and tell them, their union, that they had to vote for Obama. You know, it's just a very interesting thing, this peer pressure. Let me give you another example. You've noticed in recent years, I don't know how many years it is now, but they'll have somebody speaking like the president, and behind them will be all these people staring at people. That's peer pressure. See, if Mr. Trump, T-Rump, if he was up there alone, it would be just like, well, he stands by himself. Nobody else believes what he believes. But by placing some individuals up there, and of course you want to put a couple of people of color up there so that they have their representation, and these colored people believe the exact same thing this Scottish Jewish president believes. You see the peer pressure there? You understand how it works? You know, Farrakhan does the same thing. Or you have these politicians that have, you've seen this in Hollywood and all over the place. They'll always have some security agents standing around and they do the same thing. They pressure you into not doing anything because they're watching. And they're looking, I don't wonder if the word is circumspectly or let me see if we can look that word up. I don't know if it's the proper word, but oh, it is, circumspectly. Okay, and what does it mean? Watchful and discreet, cautious, prudent, circumspect behavior, well-considered, circumspect ambition. And it is in the Bible. You know, it says, well, what does it mean in the Bible? Take heed, take action, make sure. Blepo on, which is Greek, a Greek words. It says, see then that ye walk circumspectly. You see? Take heed of where you're walking. You can only do that if you can see where you're walking, as I was telling you. Take action. Make sure that you're doing the right thing. Make sure that I always try to make sure I'm teaching the right thing. And I ask the Father to make sure of that as well. Now, so you have people that stand behind these people, and that's the message as well. We stand behind this. We approve what this man is saying. So, therefore, there's a group of people that all agree, are of one mind, and all believe what the speaker is saying. Do you understand what that's trying to tell you subliminally? Because that's what it's all about. It's all about peer pressure. And peer pressure is media driven. You have somebody that says something about a Jew out there. Okay, here's another example. They say something about a Jew, and then the next thing you know, they're apologizing for what they said. Well, what do you think was used to get them to apologize? Because I'm going to tell you a little secret. Whatever they said, they meant. whether they apologize or not. See, the apology is unhumbling. It's like, go ahead, you see what's going on with me and Twitter at this point, and I won't back down. I don't care if Twitter closes my, I don't care. I told you what I said. I said that the reason why they're giving Colin Kaepernick, whatever his name is, Kaepernick, is so much attention is because he's a Falasha Jew. He's both Negro and Jewish. And that is the truth. And they want me to back down and remove the comment. They want me to apologize. Nope. Nope. Sorry. What I said was the truth, and it's going to stay the truth. You will not control my speech. I don't care. I just won't be on your platform. I don't care about your platform. You see, by the president using Twitter, people said, oh, he started a revolution, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, no, he's just confirming that. You see how important Twitter is? You need to be on Twitter, too. And if you're going to be on Twitter, you know you have to obey those rules. If you wanted to say something that was the truth and they don't like it, you're going to have to apologize because that's not politically correct. That's a no-no. You see? So you're forced, if you let yourself, you're forced into accepting homosexuality or accepting politically correct ideas that are incorrect and so on and so forth. Doesn't matter what it is. It's you're being pressured. You know, when the detective or the policeman, and you see this in Hollywood all the time, they put a bright light on somebody. Now, that alone is like an eye on you. Because what it does is light reveals. You know, if you looked at somebody and at their teeth, and then you saw what the dentist sees when he puts it under light, you wouldn't believe what is shown. Because light reveals. Darkness hides. That's why they like to hide in the darkness. They don't want to be revealed. They don't want the light to reveal what the truth is about homosexuality. So what's happening is, the reason why I get clues about these things is because a lot of these transgenders that have gone along with the program and decided, oh, they were pressured into it, you know. Are you a boy or are you a girl? Or are you a boy who identifies as a girl? Ridiculous nonsense. And people cave into this pressure. Well, you know, you don't know if it's good until you try it. You should try it. You should try being a girl. Here, take all these hormones and we'll dress you all up. And guess what? The Bible talks about men who dress in women's clothes and so on and so forth and vice versa. It's an abomination to the Father, and it's against everything. Talks about you being killed for doing this. You see how the Jew wants to get you killed? He wants to get you to disobey the law. To disobey the Father's will like they disobey the Father's will, and getting you to do such things. You condemn yourself. You acquiesced. The Jew didn't make you wear the dress. You acquiesced. The Jew didn't make you eat the pig. You acquiesced. Now, I don't think your soul gets damned to hell for eating pig, but what I will tell you is you're going to be sick. You're going to wonder why America's so sick. You wonder why America's so obese. And the chefs they put on TV, they're all under peer pressure. You've got to keep cooking pork and promote pork if you're going to be promoted on our television. The devil's heir. the prince of the power of the air. You're going to have to cook pork. You're going to have to cook shrimp. You see, we have to take care of everybody. Everybody has to be included in our little world. That's part of the peer pressure, too, is that whatever we do, everybody's got to be included. You see, this is, I watch a chef at this point, and I'm watching, you know, what he's doing and what he's cooking and so on and so forth. And a Jew sits down to the table that's working on his computers for him. You see his big hook nose. I mean, you know without question this is a Jew. And the chef cooks him a meal, puts it down in front of him. It's got all bacon all over it, and the Jew just gobbles it right up. I think the Jew forgot about the agenda. The pretender is, I just made that up, the pretender, which is a composite word, agenda and pretend. The pretender. Let me write that down. You know, things just happen that way. Pretender. I am the great pretender, not pretender. Okay, so, see, what this chef does is he understands how to be successful in the world. He knows what the peer pressure is. The fellow is a big fat fellow, a kind fellow, and he's kind to all races. See, he knows that the secret to success in the world is the same as people that are trying to be successful online with news shows and Christianity and everything else. Everyone must be included. The way you get the most people involved in what you're doing is to make sure that you include everyone. Queers, transgenders, races, I don't know, midgets. I mean, whatever you, anybody. This is the Apostle Paul's gospel. Everybody is invited. That's the secret to the success of the world. This is why, you know, I'm about as narrow in my teaching, because so is the Father in heaven when he was in the flesh, Jesus, Yeshua. That gospel is exclusive, and I'm exclusive. Therefore, my audience is limited. I mean, it practically takes out the whole world. And I wouldn't have it any other way, you understand? It's not that I hate the rest of the world. It's that they never were included in the first place, and I'm not going to be like the Apostle Paul and lie, as he admitted to, so that I can increase how many people are in the kingdom, when in reality that's not the way it is. Let me make it very clear to you that what the Apostle Paul has done, he has told people that can never enter the kingdom of heaven that they can. It's a false promise. And that is a dirty, 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 dastardly thing to do. These are people that are sincere. You know, they might be blacks, they might be this, they might be that. You know, they're race mixed, they're whatever. And he's telling them, oh, yeah, all you got to do is have faith. You don't have to obey. All you got to do is have faith. And, you know, in the Christian church, there's your place for peer pressure. Because if you want to find out just how it is, go talk to them about some of the things of truth. If you're going to a Christian church, go and speak to your pastor or pastor. Pastor. No, go speak to your pastor. And then go speak to the people in the church and tell them some of the truths you know about and find out if they don't try to peer pressure you into believing what they believe. Or they'll shut you out. See, I don't care about peer pressure, and I won't let it control me. But the children let it control them. Not all of them. There are children that can think for themselves. Many adults will allow themselves to succumb, and I mean the word succumb, to peer pressure. You know, to follow political correctness and to follow peer pressure and to obey what these corporations and Jews and what the world wants you to believe about things, when you know that the law that's been placed inside you by your Heavenly Father, if you are an Adamic man, a white man, you know you're violating those laws, and you know that those beliefs violate you. And if you give in to those things, you have succumbed. You're killing yourself to live, as the Black Sabbath song says. Killing yourself to live. You're killing yourself spiritually to live in this filthy, dirty, rotten, murderous world that is worthless. And you're killing yourself to go out of your way to make sure that nobody would think that you're a racist. You're killing yourself to live. There are people that are killing themselves to live as a king for a day. They've sold their soul for some crazy reason or some or other reason so that they can be king for a day, so that they could achieve fame in this world. Or maybe they thought they'd be remembered in the future. But they won't be remembered, you see. See, the law that has been placed in us, the Apostle Paul can't tell you that that's not there, you see. He tries to tell you that the law is dead and died with Christ on the cross, and he's crucified with Christ and the law. But the law lives within us. The kingdom of God lives within you. And yes, flesh and blood will inherit the kingdom of God and has. And you see, that would be foolish to think that the Father would put his law into you as one of his sons and daughters. And I'm not talking about the rest of the world. Only the Adamic race, the white race, is the offspring of the Father. Only we are to call him Father. For to call him Father, if you're not of his, like the Jews do, he rebuked them and told them that he's not their father, that their father is the devil, as you well know. So the Father's going to put his law within his children, and then he's going to come and in the flesh, and he's going to say, oh, that law is no longer any good, so, you know, I wasted my time putting that compass within you. And yet today I have that compass within me, and you do too. And Jesus died a long time ago. You see, people, there are people that don't care about anything, like Eli James. He doesn't care about anything at all. And yet now I see, and I don't listen, I've only listened to a couple of shows of recent, because a fellow I know, David, was on, and I wanted to see what David thought and how he, what he, you know. And Eli all of a sudden cares about something. After all these years, he cares about the Apostle Paul. I wonder where he got the idea. And he was talking about how Abraham's faith was counted to him as righteousness. No, that's not true at all. Abraham's obedience was counted to him as righteousness. And I'll get into that in another time, in another show. The twisting of things, it's amazing. And the peer pressure, they want to put pressure on you to No, 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 you have to believe the way I say you do. Like the Catholic Church is the ultimate peer pressure, right? Either you, and the Apostle Paul as well. That's where they got it from. If any man come preaching another gospel than the one I've given you, let him be accursed. See, and I told you, I don't know if anybody got this out there, that includes Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ came preaching another gospel than the one the Apostle Paul taught. So the Apostle Paul is literally saying, let him be accursed. Oh, a Jew would never say that. What are you talking about? Oh, the Apostle Paul's not a Jew. I used to think that too. But I never thought that let Jesus be cursed. I never thought that, and I never would. I will not succumb to peer pressure. It's just the way it is. And it's up to you to make that choice in your life. Are you going to kill yourself to live? The Jew wants to spiritually kill you like he is. He's dead from the womb, spiritually dead from the womb. He knows there's no future, and he lives under his father's law that Crowley, who is also of Jewish origin, I found out, which is amazing, but not surprising. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. This is what the Jew wants for you, dear Adamic man and woman. Because if you do your will, see, it doesn't say in the Father's prayer, your will be done. And who cares about heaven? It says that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not that your will be done on earth, but not in heaven. You see what I'm saying? I just had to retool it a little bit right there. Do your own thing is how the hippies would say it. That's another thing. I saw one of our people, I think it was one of our people in this show with the chef in one of the episodes where he's cooking. And this guy disgusted me totally because the hippies disgust me. After knowing that Jewish revolution that it is, and I will go into that. I promised you I would, and it will come. And he said that this chef was a god. And I'd like to just slap the guy right across his face. Not because he doesn't believe what... it's just because he. It just makes me want to vomit. To see our people in such a degraded condition. Nobody has to believe everything I believe to the T. But I'll tell you, that's just disgusting. And to see our people live like the beast of the field, because of the peer pressures of the world telling them you're all equal. If you live this way, you're killing yourself. You're destroying yourself. There are whites that live like blacks, like animals, and with them, and marry them. They end up living as a beast of the field. They've degraded themselves down to, I mean, you know, you understand what I'm saying, I hope you, because they feel the peer pressure. So what I was saying about this chef was, I can see that he certainly is under peer pressure. He's a nice fellow, seems to love all people. But you see, that's because he must be so afraid of being called a racist. That he wants to make sure that everybody knows that everybody's included. I love everybody. I treat everybody the same. This is all wonderful and everything, you know, in the eyes of the world. I'm not telling you that he should treat those other people bad or anything. What I'm saying is you can tell he has succumbed to the peer pressures of the world. You may say, well, no, that's just the way he is. Well, I also told you that he knows that that's the secret of success. The more inclusive you are in this world, the more chance of a success you have. I'm a good example of that, right? I'm very exclusive. Therefore, very limited in my audience. But I won't do what the Apostle Paul did, and I will not do anything to become successful in this world in that sense. I don't care about success in this world. I care about the glory of the Father in heaven, and that's what I care about. I care about the kingdom of God, and I care about my brethren and my sisters. But I do not care about the worldly success because it's fleeting. And it comes at a price. You know, I was thinking also about power. See, I seek no power over you. I'm not looking for a power base so that you have to keep coming back to me in a Gnostic religious type of way where you will, you know, it's ridiculous. I don't need power. What am I going to do with it? It belongs with the Father. But in this world, there are many that seek power. They believe power is control and they want to control. And they think, well, power's free. It's for the grab. Anybody that wants it can have it. But let me tell you a little secret there, Mr. Power Hungry and Ms. Power Hungry, it comes at a great price. A great price, greater than you could ever imagine. Because you will be under the auspices and under the peer pressure. Let's look at the definition of peer pressure. Influence from members of one's peer group. Right? Listen, a feeling. What did I tell you about the devil in this world? You see, it's like a feeling of fear. It's a feeling that if you don't do what other people do and don't do the same exact thing as they do and what they want and believe the way they believe, that you will be an outcast in society, that you won't be loved, that you won't be part of the equation. See, here it is, a feeling that one must do the same things as other people of one's age and social group in order to be liked or respected by them. See, when I look at that, I say to myself, well, we got a problem. It's a feeling. So somebody's trying to push me into something like media driven. Like when you're sitting there with the light on and the detective is questioning you and he sees all your little facial movements when he asks the questions, and maybe he studied that thing that I had taught you before about the how to tell somebody is lying to you, remember? You see, it's a feeling. And people are manipulated by feelings. You see, when you see the news story about the dead boy on the beach that was trying to immigrate into your country, and you have this, you're compelled to have a feeling for this boy. That, you know, the news story is working on your heartstrings. It's playing on your heartstrings. And you're being played. It's a feeling that one must do the same things as other people of one's age. Like democracy, you know what I mean? 51% of the people say that Yahweh should be kicked out of the country. Well, We must do that because the other people say so. We must not obey the Father. The Jew tells us, and the chef tells us, that everything tastes better with pork. So we must eat pork, because if everything tastes better with pork and he says so, and other people agree with him, then I must eat pork. You see, it's just a feeling. And they don't understand that many of these chefs, their God and their religion is cooking, and their God is their stomach. I'm sure that the gears in your mind are turning. And of course, the social group has everything to do with it. See, they all wanted you to join Twitter, and they want you to be part of this social group so they can pressure you into believing. They can force you to believe what they want you to believe. And if you do something wrong, you're penalized and your account is shut down until you either recant or repent. See, this is a religion in itself, a social religion. Just like the politics is a religion of politics. These are all Jewish. What did I call them? Devolutions. Devolution. Remember I made that word up? Because it's a revolution of the devil. A devolution. A revolution of the devil or an evolution of the devil? You dig what I'm saying? So as you're in this realm, you learn. See, David, you better just recant and remove that tweet, and then you can come back into the fold. We'll accept you back. But you said Falasha Jew, and you said Negro. And Negro means black, and that's not right for you to say that. It's not right for you to say black in Spanish. Well, what if I said he's a Nero? Oh, what if I said he's a noir? I think it was the same thing. Noir in French is black, and Nero is black. It means black in Italian. So here we are, a feeling that one must do the same things as other people of one's age and social group. Listen. In order to be liked or respected by them. So let me ask you a question. Would you rather be respected by the Father and liked by the Father or loved by the Father? Or do you care more about what your peers think and you need to be liked by and respected by them? Let me ask you that question. Yeah. Yes. So now let's look at something. See, in the term peer pressure, we have the word peer. What that means is this. To look narrowly or curiously. Especially to look searchingly at something difficult to discern. To come slightly into view, to emerge partly. See, when you peer at somebody, you put on peer pressure. So the men standing behind the president, or the men standing behind Farrakhan, or whatever, the men standing behind Nancy Pelosi or any of these freaks, they're peering at you, trying to put pressure on you, and they're saying, we believe what she believes, and you better too. You see? And we all know what pressure is, but let's look it up anyway. So you have peer pressure. Listen, the burden of physical or mental distress. Somebody's peering at you. And they're putting a burden on you and mental distress on you. You've got to believe the way we believe. We believe this Scottish Jewish president. And you should too. You better. The weight of social or economic imposition. We'll look up that word in a moment. Imposition. Yes, one branch leads to another. Number two, the application of force to do something by something else in direct contact with it. This is amazing. I mean, this is amazing what's happening right here. What did I just tell you about the people standing behind the president, Mr. T. Rump, the Scottish Jew? Listen, the application of force to do something, I mean, the application of force to something by something else in direct contact with it. See, they're peering at you and they're trying to apply the force of something to something by something else in direct contact with it. See, they're in direct contact with that president. They're in the same room as him. They're looking the same direction as he's looking at the same camera. They're looking at you. And they're trying to apply this force to you, this peer pressure, this force. The action of a force against an opposing force. The force or thrust exerted over a surface divided by its area. The stress or urgency of matters demanding attention. There they are again. They're right behind them. The pressure exerted in every direction by the weight of the atmosphere. See, the staring or the peer pressure or the, you know, the way that you see them, they might cross their arms and they look very, you know, this is very serious and I'm looking to see if anybody doesn't agree with us here. We're looking, you see, the pressure exerted in every direction by the weight of the atmosphere. The atmosphere is the peer pressure. A sensation aroused by moderate compression of a body part or surface. That body part would be the eyes. A sensation, the feeling, right? Back to the feeling, right? A sensation aroused by moderate compression of a body part or surface. Right back to peer pressure. A feeling. You see? A sensation is a feeling. Aroused by moderate compression of a body part or surface, the eyes in this case. And we'll look at imposition. An excessive or uncalled for requirement or burden, a levy or a tax, the act of imposing. Deception. Tax is a deception. Very interesting, isn't it? Synonyms for imposition are assessment, duty, impose. You have a duty to believe what we believe. You in the post office have a duty to vote for Obama. And And so there it is, ladies and gentlemen, peer pressure. Peer pressure is in every aspect of society, and it's a feeling. Another one of the feelings that the devil uses to manipulate people into doing things that they manipulating in people to disobey. See, to be politically correct when you have the law living in you and you know you're violating it, it's going against the grain. Remember I talked about living backwards as Crowley had taught, Crowley, whatever you want to say, that you should live backwards because it's against the grain. And if you go against the grain, you end up spiritually killed. You end up in hell. In that case, but see, if you flow against, what happens is this. I've often talked about people who just gently lay in the water and just float downstream. Right? Well, those people aren't putting any resistance to the grain at that point, but it's the world's grain in the sense. See, because when you begin to swim against the stream, you feel the resistance. You understand? And this world is a typification of hell. There's no question about that. This is typified hell. That because in a normal world, we wouldn't be going against the grain. In a normal world, we wouldn't want war. In a normal world, we wouldn't let the Jews pull the things that they're pulling. In a normal world, there would be nobody above the law. In a normal world, we would use common sense. So what we see in this world is a world that is the antithesis of a normal world. It's hell. It's an hell. And the children of the flame are causing this hell. And it's also hell to be separate from the Father. It's a type of hell. That's why he gave us the Comforter to help us live through this typified hell. Make no mistake, if you think this world is normal, you're not normal. I talked about how the world is slipping into lawlessness. It's being encouraged to be lawless. A lawless world is the antithesis. That would be a hell. See, everything that hell is being encouraged because the children of the devil are in control at this time. But they even make, when we were in control, they somehow get us to get in wars and all kinds of things. Get us to kill and spill blood, which is a hell. See, none of us really. I talked about how when we live amongst ourselves, we have the compass of the law in us, and there's very little disobeying the law, except for now, like pig and all these things. But I'm just saying that there's very little crime in white societies that are just white, I mean. Once you introduce the darkness, then you've got problems. But there's peer pressure there for you to love that darkness and embrace it. Just like Saul Alinsky said in his book, which was mind-blowing, he said, corruption is part of life and you need to embrace corruption. It's like saying, you know, hey, you know, death is part of life and you need to embrace death. You need to love death. I mean, you know, you need to love the devil. The devil's part of the world, and you need to love the devil That's the same type of a thing. How crazy that these idiots, only an idiot would believe something like that and actually adhere to it. And yet you have your Hillary Clintons, because they're Jews, and Obama, who's a falasha Jew too. Ah, I guess I can't go back on Twitter now. Who cares? I couldn't care less. I mean, you know, I really like a lot of the things that have come out in this particular show. I was waking up at, you know, early this morning, you know, very early. It's, you know, it was around 4 o'clock when I got up, because I decided I'm going to get up and do a fireside chat. Because some of these thoughts are the things I'm thinking, and, you know, some of them just come as I'm speaking. But I've been thinking about a lot of these things. You can't live with one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. You can't have two masters. But the Jew says you can. See, it's the Jew's goal to get you to disobey the Father and disobey his laws. They've even had a Jew tell you that you don't have to obey the laws, that it's all been taken care of on the cross. But that's a lie. Because I explained that. See, if everything you get is for free, you won't care about it. Like the Negroes in our country and all these people that come in to suck off the government teat. They don't care about America. They're not appreciative. It's the same thing. All these people are encouraged to come into the kingdom. You think they're going to care about the Father? Care about his laws? They don't care about our nation and our laws. You think they're going to care about the Father and his laws? See, you don't give the kingdom of heaven away for free. And anybody that thinks that that is the truth, you've been deceived. And you need to rethink on where you got your frame of reference. You need to retool the way you assess things. Because you are the people that's, you know, you swallow the whole camel. But you're looking at tiny little minute details. You strain at a gnat. But you swallowed the whole camel. And I'm just as guilty as you. I came out of it. But it's only because of the Father, and glory to him for it. I'm trying to get you out too. I don't know if you'll cooperate. Because you're straining at too many gnats and swallowing too many camels. After all the things I've said about the Apostle Paul and all these shows I've done already, there's enough to say that's it, but I'm going to continue. But there are people that think, well, I'll just dismantle that with a scripture. I'll strain it a gnat. But that ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Anyway, may the Father bless you. May he unveil and reveal to you. May he give you his wisdom and knowledge, for he has said himself that his people, whom we are, perish for a lack of knowledge. There are some that are ever learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And then there's some people that are never learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth.
age of day, engaged in fray. I've walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The ring, the heart on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jaw. And the ozone glow. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't.